Hello, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano. Our goal is to bring you interesting topics and guests with each one of our shows. We are broadcasting from 101.5 FM, WHRULP, your Huntley Community Radio Station. And our special guest today is Mayor Tim Huff, Mayor of Huntley. Mayor, welcome to Around Town.
Thanks for having me.
You're quite welcome, sir. So one of the things I wanted to talk about to start with is retail recruitment. Can you tell us a little bit about that for the city?
What we did is, it was back in the end of April, we've hired the retail coach, and what they're a consulting firm. We looked at four different firms, and what they do is they'll come into your community and look at not only the demographic of your own town or village, but the surrounding communities and where people are coming from to buy products or look for services. One of the frustrating parts for me on the economic development side is if we go to a retailer in the past, they would give us four reasons why they didn't think that Huntley met their demographic or income levels, whatever it may be.
Sure.
So we had money in the budget this year, as we had every year in the past. And I decided, I bounced the idea off Dave Johnson, our village manager. I said, let's try something different, where with this we can give retailers a reason why they should be in Huntley. So instead of listening to their studies saying why it doesn't work, I'd like to go to them with the reasons why we do work and we're a good fit for them.
That's a great idea, Mayor. It changes the whole complexion of everything, and doing it that way. What about some current projects? I know a lot of people out there maybe don't have a computer access or don't see the flyers, but can you tell us about the projects currently going underway in the Huntley?
Yes. We've got Amazon, which is continuing to be built and should be wrapping up here in 2022 with the first building and the second building. We're not exactly sure when that'll be finished, but that'll be coming online. Hampton Inn is still under construction. They're getting close. We've got Universe Carriers that is down by Freeman Road by Weber. AZ Trucking is doing a 40,000 square foot building over on the Reiki property, which is on the west side of 47 off of Jim Damer Drive. Those aren't really exciting, but it's business for town, so I always like to talk about it. Lighthouse Academy, it's a daycare center that's going to be going in just east of Culver's. Bell Tire, we've approved the new facility for them down in the same area as well as Tommy's Car Wash. Will be the second lot south of the southwest corner of 47 Regency Parkway. The one real exciting, I don't know if it's exciting anymore or not, but looking a little more reality, Panera was in front of our board last week for a conceptual review of a standalone building for them with a drive-through. Our board gave them pretty interesting comments. The gentleman that was presenting, I don't think he knew what he was walking into with the timeline of what we've had since 13 with Panera.
Right, what you've been through, correct, yeah.
So it's positive, but they have solid plans of what they want to do with the building, and like I said, we had some comments back to them, so they'll have to go through the process, but it's promising. It's more than it's been in the last 7 years anyway.
Mayor, what about the Huntley Animal Care and the Huntley Commercial Center?
Huntley Animal Care is, if you've seen it, Mill in 47. They're building a new building and going to reface the one that's there. So they're under construction and moving along. And the Huntley Commercial Center, they should be starting to move dirt in June. So that'll be, there's spec buildings going there, so that'll be starting to put up. And then that's kind of the way that development is tending to go, is where it used to be design build, where you would come and have a specific use in mind and, go from there. Now it's almost, everybody wants things right now, so they'll do a spec building that they can do a bunch of different build-outs for in the process, and by the time the shell's up, they'll probably have it, rented. But I have no idea what the end use is there yet. We haven't had that.
So. Well, you know, Mayor, it's a start.
Right.
It's a start. The how about the downtown redevelopment?
The old fire station and Caddy development plans have gone through the board since we talked last, and both of those are good to go. So those will be should be open by in 23.
Okay.
So I'm hoping DC Cobbs, they want to be open before the end of this year. That'll be in the first floor of the old firehouse. So we're moving along on those two, and it'll be good.
And how about your residential?
We've got some residential growth that we haven't had in the past. Talamore is fishing up the pods they're in now, and they were also in front of us at our last meeting with the conceptual review to move to the south side of Reed Road with another development. It'll still be Talamore, but in addition, some more pods. Cider Grove has got their phase two done last year, and they're going to be starting phase three, which is the final, in the next coming weeks, I've been told. M&I Homes have plans for the property at Ruth and Dundee Road, which is just to the south of Village Hall. And they've been in front of us, and they're ready to go, so they should be starting to move dirt. And we got some exciting times throughout town with growth in all sectors of the commercial, the industrial, and the residential. And but it's exciting.
That's just awesome growth that's taking place, and it's going to help the community overall. And I see that you're talking about Panera possibly breaking ground in 2022.
That's what he told us Thursday night, is neither they want to break ground in 22. They want to be open before the end of the year.
I think for everybody out there, they've seen the sign several times from 2018 coming, 2019 coming, 2020 coming.
At least they quit putting the date on the sign. So,
right.
Like I said, that's what we've been told. I wouldn't take that to the bank right now because they've got some approvals to go through before we get to that point of breaking ground. But it is more serious in conversation than we've had in the past. So I'm hopefully optimistic.
So tell me a little bit about the Bell Tire and Tommy's Express Car Wash. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, Bell Tire and Tommy's both came to the village and said they wanted to be in Huntley. Bell Tire's got locations, I believe, in Naperville. I believe they're opening in St. Charles. I passed one, I think it was down in Yorkville this weekend on my way back. So they're a semi-local company that's expanding. They've got good reviews. Everything we've seen with their service has been good. So they were good to work with, and same with Tommy's Express Car Wash. It's another one that they're looking to expand, and you know, I know we're going to get hit with, oh, we got enough car washes now already. But I think it fits with where they wanted to be with Bell Tire there. You got AutoZone, Jiffy Lube up around the north side of Walmart. So it kind of fits, and they like to be by their competition. So there's another car wash going hopefully over by Thornton's. They're under construction. So I think it'll be good. It'll give residents a variety to choose from what they want.
Right. That sounds great. The how about Gerber Collision and Glass, Mayor?
Yeah, Gerber, they were in front of us within the last couple weeks as well, and they're going to be building on the north side of Kreitzer Road next to Goodwill, just to the east, and do a full body shop and collision shop there again. We've got a couple in town, and they saw an opportunity to be in Huntley, and they wanted, and they found a lot they wanted, and it fits, so we welcome them as well.
And you've got Lighthouse Academy looking down the road here to build too, correct?
Yes, that's a daycare that is down, like I said before, east of Culver's. And it'll be, like I said, I think newborn to, you know, probably some after-school care. And one of the questions we had by some of our trustees was, well, why did you put it on the south end of town next to Del Webb? And that's a question we get with some things quite often. But I think it's actually pretty smart to have it there because a lot of the parents, even if they live on the north side of town, they're going south to get on the tollway to go to work. So it's an easy pick up and drop off. The other way I look at it is being on, you know, south of Kreutzer Road, we might attract some people from Pingree Grove that need to have a place to have their kids be, that it's not that far off 47 and 90 that we could, you know, attract from surrounding communities and not just Huntley. So,
well, you know, Mayor, also with the growth and the added population of homes, there's going to be a need for it because you're going to have more families coming in. And a lot of families are, you know, the parents are working, both, you know, husband and wife. So that's really going to be a great addition to the community.
Yep.
And how about Moore Brewing?
Moore Brewing was in front of our last meeting as well. We've been, as you can tell, we've been pretty busy. They want to add on a distillery part to their brewery just to the south. And they also are contemplating a Marriott extended stay on the far south side to make that more of a destination. And when they came in, they thought that being in Huntley right off of 90 and 47 would make them a destination for, you know, their craft beer drinkers. And I think they've seen that. So they want to do a distillery and add to it and really make it a destination instead of just a local brewery.
Well, a Marriott extended stay. Well, we went from no hotels to possibly two hotels. That's awesome.
It is.
That is really awesome. And how about the redevelopment of the fire department, the former fire station, Mr. Mayor?
As I've said before, Bilateri Enterprises is our developer we're working with. DC Cobbs, I don't know if last time when we heard we could announce that that's what was going to be on the first floor, but it will be DC Cobbs on the first floor. And they will have Four Seasons room outside that in the summer they can open up the louvers on the roof and the panels. So it'll be open air. And then in the winter, it can all be closed up, and they got seating there, too. So that's exciting with three floors, I believe 18 apartments of different sizes above it. So that'll be a good addition to downtown.
So, Mayor, those will be apartments, not condos, above DC Cab?
Correct.
Okay, and how about as far as parking, is that going to be a problem with the DC Cab going in there for...
That's one of the questions we've gotten quite a bit of criticism on. And the way I look at our whole downtown is it's not a greenfield space where you've got one business coming in, so they need X amount of parking spots, and that's what it's going to be, and you have to have your overflow, and then you've got this here. The way I look at our downtown is we've got a bunch of businesses that we all want to have succeed, and the walkability of downtown is a big part of what makes that happen. Right now, I don't know the exact number off the top of my head, we've got a little over 200 parking stalls between our agreement with the First Congregational Church, the street parking, the parking behind Parkside on that village lot. And when we're done with this development and the Caddy, or Corn, we're going to call that the Cornell now, but the Caddy property, with some other parking arrangements we have, we're going to end up with about 550 parking stalls downtown.
Just a reminder, folks, you're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio station. And for more information, go to huntleyradio.com and click on Contact Us for any questions you may have, or if you want to look up any other stations that we have that we're offering to all you folks out there. We're talking to the mayor of Huntley right now, Tim Huff. Mr. Mayor, so we covered the parking on that, and you think you're in pretty good shape there. And tell me about the Caddy Corp, how that's going to be and how that's going to develop.
What we decided to do is the former Caddy property, we've been in negotiations with the developer. Again, it's True North Properties. They've done developments before. Emmanuel Lutheran up in Crystal Lake is one they've done where they took an old building and restored it and made multifamily out of it. So they're going to do the same thing here in Huntley. If you've seen the ramp that went up off of Church Street, has been taken out already. They are going to have the building themselves. The village is still owning the rest of the land, and that's where it'll lead into our parking question from your last one. That was a big concern of mine personally, is we've got a lot of growth happening downtown that we got to make sure that we have enough parking. And if we've got 550 parking stalls full and people are still not being able to park, that's a good problem to have. Because when you look at and compare our downtown parking when we're done to other communities of greater size, they don't have that much parking for their downtown. And the way I look at the downtown parking issue is, it's not just to go to one business and go in and out. If you park in a parking lot and walk around the square, you could stop by Parkside, check out what's going on there, go to Mark Morks, get some chocolate, go to DC Cab, stop by the Legion. It's almost a bigger community event, I think, it's more than just going to one place for dinner. You're going to maybe go to Manny's and get some gelato afterwards, and, you know, it's I think it'll be good. So it's about 900 feet, I believe, from our farthest parking spot to the middle of the square. So it's not a huge long walk. It's about the same as being in the middle of the Walmart parking lot, walking to the middle of the store. For comparison, we've looked at all the options of what we can do. And that, like I said, the parking is a big thing. Originally, they wanted to do row houses along Church Street and Mill. Ultimately, the board and I decided that there was some change that needed to be done there, and I wanted to keep that open for whether it be future development or the parking as we need it and move forward from there. But I didn't want to limit ourselves to just doing all residential.
So, Mayor, what drove the decision to go with apartments as opposed to condos for that building?
It came down to what the developer, we had requests for proposals out there. And there was, I believe, three that came back. Two of the three wanted incentives, and this is in the TIF. Mm-hmm. So they wanted some help on the backside, and it was in the range of millions. And they were going to tear it down and start over, and it was just going to be same thing. We put the request out there for whatever you wanted to do with the property, but it was mixed use, apartments, condos. That's what they all came back. There was one mixed-use one, but they wanted the most incentive from the village at the end. Okay. And when True North came to us, they're paying for the building. We've got a sale agreement there. And as of right now and everything we've been talked about, they're not looking for any incentive on the backside. So from the financial side with the village, it was the most beneficial. I think we have a need for it. When you look at our demographics, that's one spot where we're lacking would be the multifamily component, and with it being right downtown, I think that's going to drive the hustle and bustle downtown. It'll appeal to I think probably a younger generation possibly. That's a question we've had a lot, is why the multifamily, and I don't necessarily understand it, and there's a lot that are a little bit older than me that have the same thing. The newer kids are college graduates, I shouldn't call them kids, there's an interest for them to, they don't have an interest to own. They want to rent, they want to have everything taken care of and not have to worry about it. So it's the changing part of the world we're in, and I think it's something that if we have a good spot and a good development, it'll be positive for the village in the long run.
And of course, if you get the train one day, that'd be great, jump on a train and go downtown. Of course, the developer now, he'll be responsible for the building as far as if you have apartments, maintenance and things like this.
Yes, for it. And both of these developments with Joe Bilateri on the firehouse and True North Properties on the Cornell. One of the questions I asked when it was in front of us is, with any kind of development like this, there's two ways to make money on it. It's to build it, rehab it, and flip it, or is it going to be the generational wealth? And on both of those cases, it's to be the generational, where they're involved to the point where Mr. Bilateri is going to live in the top floor, one of the units in the top floor of the firehouse, he's told us. So he's going to manage it. He's going to build it, manage it, and live there. So that kind of gave me a little breath of ease that if he's going to be living there, you know it's going to be kept up and good. And right. Same thing when you look at the projects True North that has done, there's not very many complaints. I mean, you're going to have some with you know, anything. But it's been positive, and he's brought his son in to come into the fold and take over the business as it moves forward. So there's another one where it's generational. It's not build it, flip it, and be done and make money and move on. So.
That's great. And how about, which is really exciting, the shops on Main Street, the little incubator village. This could be awesome.
The shops on Main are probably one of my favorite little projects we've got going on. And it's frustrating is not the right word, but to do it and do it right, it's going to cost us more than we thought. We've got some funding options from Senator and a Congresswoman that we've dealt with that see the potential in this project. And I can't say final dollars because we don't have them yet. But it does make me feel like we're on the right track when we've got everything set up and it looks good. And, yeah, the budget numbers on everything right now are high with everything being what it is. It just
sure.
doesn't matter what you're talking about. But then to be presented with the state and federal level to propose it to our legislators there and have them both see the benefit and what good it can do for a community, that the dollars we're talking about would cover the whole project. And I think that just verifies that it's something that's needed, and it's not a pie-in-the-sky dream. It's one of those projects where we could still make it work without that help, obviously, from the state and federal level, but when the option's there for grants and funding
sure.
That don't cost the village.
Take advantage. Absolutely.
We might as well take advantage while we sure. can, so it doesn't cost us yeah. as the taxpayers. So.
Well, as we're getting at the end of the show here, how about your road improvements and construction? I'm sure for the summertime here, people are wondering what's going to be going on and what's going to be done. So,
we've got quite a bit going on. Right now, Geske and Sons has got the contract for all the work in the village for our motor fuel tax money this year. They're working on Ruth Road right now from Dundee to Algonquin. Then they're going to be moving over to Halagus. And then there's a little sidewalk and bike path from Donald to Ruth Road that needs to be taken care of, so that'll be all part of that. Reed Road and Old Reed Road, so the original home is the back up to Pinecrest. That road, you don't think about how long ago that was, but that road's already 20 years old.
Wow.
And it's time to redo that. And then we're going to be out in Sun City, neighborhood 10, 13, 19, 23, and 28, doing some concrete restoration. And then we're going to be in neighborhood 10, 13, 19, 23, and 38, doing paving, probably at a later date. Going back to, we've got a lot on our road program this year, and the good news was we came in under budget on, under the engineer's estimate on the work we had, and with the price increases with asphalt and fuel and oil, they've held their pricing to where it was, so we can get more bang for our buck. And I know from being in that line of work that next year's, I mean, even the pricing we're bidding for work now is substantially higher than it was in January and February. So we're going to get substantial amount of work done this year. And I'm, you know, very cautious of what next year is going to bring. And we're going to do what we can to do everything the most financially feasible way possible.
And, of course, last of all, how about the infrastructure money from the government? Is it helping the city too, Mayor?
Yes, it is. We've got a couple projects in the hopper for those to be done. I can't get into too much because it's still in the planning phases, but there again, to handle some of our growth, we're going to be looking at doing another water treatment facility, and so I'm sure part of that will be included there. We got some water main to replace. It's part of our infrastructure program that and our capital that we got to keep up on it. Otherwise, if it falls behind, we're going to be chasing it, and we don't want to be in that position.
And you got some great concerts coming up in the square, too. I see July 5th, the Blues Brothers, and July 12th, Jolly Ringwalls. And you got July 19th, the 26th, August 2nd, August 9th, August 16th. Quite a summer event for you.
Yeah, it's the concerts on the square is on Tuesdays. It's been a hit, and it's been picking up year after year, to where it's kind of neat to, if you go to Village Inn or Parkside for lunch, anywhere on the square, really, on a Tuesday at noon, you'll start to see the chairs starting to place throughout the park, and it's kind of neat to watch that set up, and then the square's packed at night, and it's a good time. Like I said, we got a little bit of everything for everybody, so it's not all one genre of music. All summer long, there's a little deviation, and it's good family events, and it's probably one of my favorite things that we do in the summer.
Well, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just a reminder, folks, you've been listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. We thank the mayor for joining us today, and huntleyradio.com. Click on Contact Us for more information. Thank you for listening to Around Town. Have a great day. Thank you.